here's a story from The World.
Two Canadians have now been in prison in China for 2 years. Michael Spavor and Michael Kovrig are being held on national security charges, but are widely seen as political bargaining chips. Now there's a Christmas card campaign to pressure China to release the men. The World's Shanghai correspondent Rebecca Canther spoke with organizers of the campaign and joins me. Rebecca, remind us why these men are being held.
Okay, so to understand this, you really have to look at a much bigger context. It really has to do with relations between China, the U.S., and Canada. So just days before the two gentlemen were detained, Canadian officials detained Meng Wanzhou. She's the Huawei executive who is being accused of bank fraud and wire fraud. And she was detained in Vancouver and now is on house arrest in Vancouver. So it's largely seen that they're detainment is sort of a way to pressure Canada and the U.S. to release Meng Wanzhou.
So there's this Christmas card campaign to pressure China to release these two Michaels, as they're known. Why Christmas cards? What's the point of the campaign?
The anniversary of their detainment was just last week, and it's going to be their third Christmas in detainment. And so Charles Parton, who is a former British diplomat who knew and was friends with Michael Kovrig, says he was inspired to start the campaign when he was reading about a British journalist who had been detained in China in the 1960s. He wrote, it was comforting to find out when he was released, he found out that people around the world had sent him 3,000 Christmas cards while he was imprisoned.
Wow.
And so Charles Parton thought, well, this would be a way to show support for these two men and also maybe to put a little pressure on the government.
Do the people who are running this Christmas card campaign think or hope that Michael Kovrig and Spavor will actually receive these cards?
I spoke with Margaret McQuaig Johnson, and she's a senior fellow in the Institute for Science, Society, and Policy at the University of Ottawa. And she said, no, that's not really realistic.
We want to send a message to the Chinese government that people around the world are concerned about the detention of Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor. These are innocent people being held as collateral. Likely they won't know that they're getting these cards. I hope that they'll be kept for them for their release.
But, you know, Charles Parton and Margaret McQuaig Johnson both said that they do hope that, you know, the numbers of cards will be recorded and somehow this will maybe put some pressure and maybe change the situation.
Mm. A symbolic gesture, maybe Beijing will react. What does the Chinese government say about the detention of these two Canadians?
Well, so last week at the foreign ministry daily briefing in Beijing, a journalist asked about the two men in detention. So this is what the foreign ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying said in response. So what she's saying is that the Meng Wanzhou case is purely political, and the two Canadians are in prison for charges of endangering national security. So she's again linking the two situations.
What do we know about their conditions in detention, Rebecca?
So Kovrig is in a cell that's 10 feet by 10 feet, and he's there with several other inmates. And Spavor is in another facility, and he's in a cell with about 14 people. They don't have much contact with the outside world, although they get a half an hour consular visit once a month. Actually, between January and October, they got no visits because of the pandemic. And they actually didn't even know about the pandemic until those visits started up again. So they are able to access books, but one of them, Michael Kovrig, has only had one phone call in, you know, the 2 years that he's been there. So it's not a very pleasant situation for them.
So it seems really uncertain what their future looks like. What could happen to Kovrig and Spavor?
Well, it seems clear that their fate is really tied to Meng Wanzhou's case, even though they have no connections with her. So McQuaig Johnson has been working on raising awareness about their situation, and she says she's not very optimistic about what could happen to them.
Behind the scenes, directly to government officials, they're saying, we will not give the Michaels back until you give Meng Wanzhou back. So we know that if she gets off, then she'll be sent home, and then eventually we'll probably get them back, but who knows how long that will take. If she is found guilty in the U.S. and has to go to prison, I don't know what's going to happen to them.
What McQuaig Johnson was telling me was that, you know, nothing's going to happen anytime soon.
Rebecca Canther, the World's Shanghai correspondent, thank you very much.
Thank you.